Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on in marketing and business and life this week. And then we still have our short Ask Us Anything later in the week and our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what is going on this week? Well, good luck if you're the marketing director at Perrier. Perrier is that Nestle-owned mineral water, the bottle in the green bottle where you drink like kind of like the seltzer and stuff. Well, Bloomberg reported this week. This is pretty gross. Apparently, they have these like wells. They have seven wells that they use in this area of France where they get the water from to make all their fancy water. And there have been these heavy rains by their wells. Well, after an investigation, they found that in some of the water that they were bottling, they found fecal matter, and they had to destroy 2 million bottles, Perrier bottles that had the stuff in it. Dude, I'm not drinking that stuff for a while. That's gross. Good luck marketing that. Speaking of other things to market to overcome, did you see what happened with Qantas Airlines? This was wild. There was a flight from Sydney to Tokyo. And on the flight, out of nowhere, on all the screens on the seats, they had, you know, the TV screens on the seats, this R-rated movie called Daddy-O just appeared on the screen, and it had all this explicit, crazy content on it, and you couldn't turn it off. And all these kids were watching it. That's wild. I always do love when you're on the plane and you can kind of like peek over and see what other people are watching, and then you can completely judge them. I do that a lot. I'm a terrible, terrible person. What else is going on this week? Well, this is actually useful for business and consumer marketers, even though I know business people are going to tune it out, but super useful. So Pinterest just released their 2024 holiday trend report. And rather than give you the long URL, if you just Google Pinterest 2024 Halloween trend report, you could find it. And they have all of this data into like 20 different categories on what exactly is trending right now. And the reason it matters is you can then insert this into your marketing, into your subject lines, into your social posts, whether you're a business or consumer marketer, and stuff that you, there's no way for you to know that this is the stuff that's trending. So for example, did you know that the fastest growing couples costume for people to wear is Shark Boy and Lava Girl? And it's up like 4,000% compared to all other costumes. How would you possibly know that, right? And you can then incorporate. And you may say, well, I don't want to do that. That's off-brand. What are you talking about? This is what people are talking about. Or what is the number one decor that people are going to be doing for Halloween decor in their homes for Halloween parties? It's hippie Halloween decor, which is up 190%. Or what's the food that is going to be most popular at Halloween this year? It's ghost pizza, whatever that is, which is up 850%. So check out the Pinterest 2024 Halloween trend report. I thought it was fascinating, and we're trying to incorporate it into different marketing stuff that we are doing. Some other data that was super interesting. Subjectline.com just came out with some data specific to email newsletters. A lot of us have email newsletters, B2B newsletters, consumer newsletters, email newsletters. The first character of the subject line, when it is an emoji, it is increasing open rates by over 20%, specifically for email newsletters for business and consumer. And you're probably seeing this a lot. If you go look at all the email newsletters that you get, look at The Hustle, look at the Rundown AI, look at Growth Daily, look at Morning Brew. They all have one thing in common. Every single email newsletter they send out, the first character of their subject line is an emoji. And that's done for a reason. That is the branding element of their subject line. If you think of Morning Brew, you see that coffee cup, right? You know that that is Morning Brew. And then they put the topic of the newsletter after that. So if you haven't tested putting an emoji as the very first character of your email newsletter subject line, whether you're B2B or B2C, I think you're missing out. Speaking of missing out, the last thing I wanted to talk about was LinkedIn games. I'm not missing out on them because I try them and I don't even get them. But LinkedIn is coming out with another game called Tango. Is anybody playing the LinkedIn games? They're like on the upper right-hand side of the page when you go on LinkedIn. Now they have these games, you know, they're trying to be like Wordle and all this other stuff. I have not come across another human being that plays LinkedIn games. And LinkedIn released some data on it saying that 80% of users who play a game, they return to play that same game the following day. What does that even mean? I don't know what that means. They're not sharing data on how many people are playing them. And I don't know why they're releasing another one, but it's called Tango. You could check that out if you're into it. Anyway, that's what's going on this week. I hope you check out our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week. Leave this thing a review, and let's have a great week. Talk to you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.